Welcome to another episode of AI Uncharted, where we dive deep into the cutting-edge world of AI research. I'm Liz, and today, we're venturing into the fascinating domain of vision language models, or VLMs, to explore their intricacies and the challenges they face. Vision language models are at the frontier of artificial intelligence, aiming to seamlessly integrate visual and textual data. These models are designed to interpret and generate descriptions of images, bridging the gap between what we see and how we describe it. But the journey to achieving robust and reliable VLMs is far from straightforward. One of the main endeavors in advancing VLMs has been the creation of datasets that provide a richer context than simple image captions. For instance, the Densely Captioned Images dataset offers segmented parts of images with detailed descriptions for each segment. This allows a more granular evaluation of VLM's understanding, requiring them not just to recognize objects, but to interpret nuanced scene details. A persistent challenge in evaluating these models is the scarcity of images paired with negative captions. Real-world data often presents biases, such as consistently associating a coffee cup with a table. To overcome this hurdle, synthetic datasets generated with tools like photorealistic Unreal Graphics enable precise scene control and detailed ground truth labels, allowing for a more rigorous assessment of VLM's spatial and object recognition capabilities. Benchmarking is another critical area. Many current benchmarks suffer from limitations, including biases and ambiguities in captions, which can mislead model evaluations. Effective benchmarks must be multidimensional, assessing visio-linguistic abilities, biases, and hallucinations, and integrated with negative captioning and bounding boxes to improve grounding and alignment. Expanding VLMs to process videos introduces additional complexity. Videos not only increase computational costs, but also demand models to map temporal sequences to textual descriptions accurately, presenting unique challenges that researchers are actively working to overcome. Training paradigms for VLMs are diverse. Models can be grouped based on underlying techniques such as contrastive methods, masking strategies, and generative components. Understanding these categories is essential for new researchers to grasp the inner workings of VLMs. The quality of training data is paramount. Diversifying and balancing datasets, removing duplicates, and ensuring relevance in captions are critical practices. Data pruning methods, utilizing heuristics and pre-trained VLMs, are employed to enhance dataset quality. Promoting more effective model training. Responsible evaluation of VLMs remains a key focus. By refining benchmarks and understanding their limitations, the aim is to foster the development of models that are not only intelligent, but also reliable and fair. In today's episode, we'll delve deeper into these aspects, uncovering the obstacles and advancements shaping the field of vision language models. Join me as we navigate this uncharted territory in AI research. Advancements in vision language models have introduced a pivotal shift in how we perceive the integration of visual and textual data. At the core of this transformation is the recognition that traditional methods, which often relied on short captions for image understanding, were inadequate. This has led to the development of densely captioned images, DCI. These images are segmented into distinct parts, each accompanied by a detailed description. This granular approach allows for a more nuanced evaluation of a model's ability to understand the intricate details within a scene, providing a more comprehensive testing ground through tasks like crop caption matching. However, one of the enduring challenges in leveraging real data for the evaluation of vision language models, or VLMs, is the difficulty in finding appropriately diverse images that can be paired with negative captions. This limitation often results in bias within the models. For instance, a model might learn to associate a coffee cup exclusively with a table setting. Exploiting this pattern without genuinely understanding the contextual variability of the object. To circumvent these biases, synthetic datasets, like those generated from photorealistic Unreal Graphics, PYUG, have been invaluable. These synthetic environments allow for precise control over the scene composition, enabling the creation of detailed and diverse training data. Such datasets come with granular ground truth labels, which are crucial for rigorous testing of a model's ability to understand spatial relationships and accurately recognize objects. By fine-tuning models on such synthetic data, researchers can more effectively probe the VLM's depth of understanding and spatial reasoning. Evaluating vision language models requires robust benchmarks designed to test their capabilities comprehensively. Many existing benchmarks suffer from limitations such as inherent biases and ambiguous captions, which can skew evaluations. This brings us to the importance of criteria such as negative captioning and bounding boxes. These elements improve the grounding and alignment of models, ensuring that they do not just learn superficial patterns, but can actually link textual descriptions to the correct visual elements within an image. Expanding the scope of vision language models to videos introduces another layer of complexity. Videos, by their nature, involve temporal dimensions that present unique challenges. Higher computational costs and the intricate task of mapping temporal sequences to textual descriptions demand innovative approaches. Understanding these challenges is essential for advancing research in VLMs. As models move from static images to dynamic video content, their ability to interpret, process, and generate meaningful descriptions from streams of visual data is put to the test. Another significant aspect covered in recent discussions is the categorization of vision language models based on their underpinning methodologies. VLMs can be broadly categorized into families, including contrastive methods, masking strategies, and generative components. This classification aids new entrants to the field, providing a roadmap to navigate the broad landscape and understand the technical mechanisms driving these models. Whether through contrastive learning, which focuses on distinguishing between different objects and their corresponding textual descriptions, or generative approaches, which aim to produce coherent textual narratives from visual inputs, each method offers unique advantages and challenges. Quality training data remains the bedrock of developing effective vision language models, ensuring diversity and balance in datasets, eliminating duplicates, and producing relevant captions to match image content are fundamental practices. Data pruning techniques also come into play, involving heuristics and ranking methods based on pre-trained VLMs to enhance the dataset's quality. These methods are instrumental in refining the training data, ensuring that the models learn from the most representative and rich examples possible. Finally, responsible evaluation of vision language models cannot be overstated. Evaluation benchmarks must be meticulously designed to account for visuolinguistic abilities, inherent biases, and model hallucinations. By understanding and acknowledging the strengths and limitations of these benchmarks, researchers can more effectively drive the evolution of VLM technology. This, in turn, ensures the development of models that are not only technically proficient, but also aligned with ethical standards and practical applications. Let's dive into a particularly fascinating aspect of vision language models, or VLMs, which has been getting substantial attention recently: the role of densely captioned images, or DCIs, in enhancing VLM evaluation. So VLMs are models designed to understand and integrate both visual and textual data. To truly appreciate the complexity and advancement in this area, it's essential to understand how these models are evaluated. Traditional methods often rely on short captions to describe images. However, these captions tend to be overly simplistic and don't always capture the intricate details that are present in an image. This is where densely captioned images come into play. Densely captioned images segment an image into multiple distinct parts, each with its own descriptive caption. Imagine an image of a bustling street scene. One segment might focus on a street vendor's cart, describing its detailed features, while another segment might highlight a pair of bicycles leaning against a wall, describing their appearance and positioning. This nuanced segmentation allows for a much more granular evaluation of a VLM's ability to understand and generate contextually relevant descriptions for different parts of a scene. One of the primary challenges in evaluating VLMs using real-world data is finding images that can be associated with accurate yet sufficiently diverse captions, including negative captions which describe scenarios not depicted in the image. For instance, a coffee cup isn't always on a table. It could be someone holding it, or it could be on a counter. When models are consistently fed with images of coffee cups only on tables, they might learn this association as a rule, rather than truly understanding the scene in its variants. Synthetic datasets offer a compelling solution here. Using tools like photorealistic Unreal Graphics, or PUG, researchers can create highly controlled synthetic environments. These allow for precise manipulation of every detail in a scene and the addition of granular ground truth labels. This aspect is crucial for testing a model's understanding of spatial relationships and object recognition without inherent biases that might come from real-world images. Through synthetic data, we can rigorously test VLMs to understand how well they comprehend the relationships within a scene and their ability to generate accurate descriptions. Beyond the data itself, there's a pressing need for robust evaluation benchmarks. Many of the existing benchmarks used to evaluate VLMs suffer from various limitations, including biases and ambiguities within the captions themselves. For instance, captions might reflect the annotator's subjective interpretation rather than an objective description of an image. This could consequently affect the reliability of model evaluations. Researchers emphasize the importance of developing benchmarks that challenge VLMs across multiple dimensions, assessing their visual and linguistic capabilities, detecting biases, and identifying when models might hallucinate information not present in the image. Additionally, grounding and alignment in VLMs can be further improved by incorporating negative captioning and bounding boxes. This approach ensures that models are not only learning to associate objects and scenes with correct captions, but also recognizing what doesn't belong, preventing erroneous associations. As we extend VLMs to the domain of videos, the complexity increases manifold. Videos introduce a temporal dimension which requires models to map sequences of frames to coherent textual descriptions. This poses unique challenges, notably higher computational costs and the intrinsic complexity of capturing and understanding temporal relationships. The progress in this area is crucial for advancing VLM research, offering potential applications in video summarization, enhanced video search capabilities, and automated video content generation. The training paradigms for VLMs are as diverse as the applications they aim to serve. They are typically categorized based on their foundational techniques, such as contrastive learning methods, masking strategies, and generative components. Each of these methods brings unique strengths and challenges, helping researchers understand the mechanistic underpinnings of these models. Diverse and balanced datasets are indispensable for training effective VLMs. This includes challenges like removing duplicates and ensuring caption relevance to image content. Some advanced data pruning methods, including heuristics and ranking based on pre-trained VLMs, are employed to enhance the quality of these training datasets. Ultimately, responsible evaluation practices are paramount. While benchmarks and datasets are fundamental, understanding the strengths and limitations of these tools helps ensure that we are moving towards the responsible development and assessment of vision language models. This multifaceted approach, combining advanced datasets like DCIs, robust synthetic data, and comprehensive evaluation benchmarks, is driving the evolution and sophistication of VLMs, bringing us closer to models capable of intricate, nuanced understanding of the visual world in conjunction with language. Today's conversation takes us into the realm of addressing biases in vision language models, or VLMs, through innovative techniques involving synthetic datasets and photorealistic Unreal graphics, often abbreviated as PUG. This approach has gained traction recently due to the increasing realization that traditional real-world datasets come with a host of intrinsic biases. One common example is the frequent depiction of a coffee cup only in contexts where it's placed on a table. Such representations can lead VLMs to develop a skewed understanding of objects and their relationships in various scenes. VLMs integrate visual and textual data to interpret and describe images. They're trained on vast datasets where images are paired with text captions. However, these datasets often fall short in capturing the full depth and variety of real-world scenarios. The introduction of the Densely Captioned Images, DCI, dataset aimed to bridge this gap by segmenting images into distinct parts and providing detailed descriptions for each segment. This granularity allows for a more precise evaluation of VLM's capabilities in understanding different segments of a scene rather than relying on a single, often superficial caption. One of the notable challenges in using real-world data arises from the difficulty in locating images that can be associated with negative captions. Negative captions are intended to describe what an object or scene is not, providing a critical layer of understanding that a traditional, positive-only dataset lacks. For instance, an image typically captioned as a coffee cup on a table could also benefit from understanding captions like a coffee cup not on a table, which helps the model discern the nuance of the coffee cup's placement. This is where synthetic datasets and PUG come in. Unlike real-world images, synthetic datasets provide complete control over the scene's composition. Researchers can generate images with highly detailed and configurable elements, ensuring diverse object placements, interactions, and contexts. This allows for the introduction of negative examples with precision, aiding in developing more robust VLMs that can generalize better across various scenarios. Photorealistic Unreal graphics serve as a particularly powerful tool in this context. This technology enables the creation of highly realistic synthetic images that are almost indistinguishable from real photos. By leveraging PUG, researchers can construct custom scenes with exact specifications, tweaking every detail to test VLMs more thoroughly. This method provides granular ground truth labels, essential for rigorous testing of the model's ability to understand spatial relationships and recognize objects accurately. Robust evaluation benchmarks are critical for the progress and reliability of VLMs. Many existing benchmarks come with inherent biases and ambiguities in their captions, which can distort the evaluation outcomes. Addressing these issues is vital for producing evaluations that truly reflect the capabilities and limitations of these models. Synthetic datasets generated using PUG can play a pivotal role in creating these robust benchmarks. They allow for the inclusion of intricate details and variations in scene composition, which real-world datasets cannot always guarantee. Negative captioning, such as describing what an object is not, combined with bounding boxes to denote exact object locations, significantly enhances the grounding and alignment processes in VLMs. Additionally, moving beyond static images, extending VLMs to understand videos, introduces another layer of complexity. Videos contain temporal dimensions that need to be mapped effectively to text, posing higher computational demands and intricacies. However, the same principles of using synthetic datasets and high-fidelity graphics apply here, providing a controlled and detailed environment for the models to learn. To sum up, addressing biases in VLMs via synthetic datasets and photorealistic Unreal graphics represents a significant leap forward. It allows for meticulous control over the training data, ensuring a more comprehensive learning process that encompasses varied contexts and relationships. This meticulous approach plays a crucial role in developing VLMs that are not only more accurate, but also more adaptable to the endless nuances of real-world scenarios. When discussing vision language models, or VLMs, one cannot overlook the pivotal role that robust evaluation benchmarks play in accurately assessing their capabilities. These models, designed to integrate visual and textual data, have shown significant advancements, yet they face numerous challenges that make effective evaluation crucial. consider the case of densely captioned images, or DCI. Unlike traditional datasets, which often come with short, high-level captions, DCI understands that images typically contain far more detail. By segmenting images into distinct areas and providing detailed descriptions for each part, DCI offers a more granular evaluation. This granularity is indispensable for assessing how well VLMs can interpret nuanced scene details. Tasks such as crop caption matching within this dataset allow us to evaluate whether a model can correctly identify and describe smaller elements within an image. This is a significant step forward, as it helps ensure that a VLM's understanding isn't superficial, but instead deeply embedded in the visual details. However, real-world data poses its own set of challenges. One major issue is the lack of negative captions, those that describe what is not in the image. Without these, models can develop biases. For instance, when a caption always places a coffee cup on a table, the model might learn this association without truly understanding the scene's context. This is where synthetic datasets like those created using photorealistic Unreal Graphics, or PUG, come into play. By enabling precise control over the scenes and providing granular ground truth labels, these synthetic datasets can facilitate more rigorous testing. They allow researchers to control for variables and ensure that the model isn't exploiting predictable patterns, but is genuinely learning to understand spatial relationships and object recognition. This is why the development of robust evaluation benchmarks matters so much. Many existing benchmarks suffer from limitations like biases and ambiguous captions, which can distort the perceived capabilities of a VLM. When a caption is vague or biased, it makes it harder to discern whether the model's success is due to true comprehension or simply an exploitation of dataset quirks. This is why new benchmarks need to assess a broad spectrum of VLM abilities, from visuolinguistic capabilities to recognizing and mitigating biases. These benchmarks should strive for comprehensiveness. They should also address hallucinations, instances where models generate plausible but incorrect descriptions. An area where negative captioning and bounding boxes can vastly improve model grounding and alignment. Moving beyond images to videos introduces another layer of complexity. Videos inherently include the temporal dimension, which adds computational burdens and complicates the mapping of visual elements to textual descriptions. Developing evaluation benchmarks for video-based VLMs therefore requires adapting our existing methods to account for these temporal challenges. The added complexity calls for assessments that can handle changes over time and evaluate how well models capture the flow and interaction of objects within a scene. What underpins the success of these evaluation benchmarks is high-quality training data. The development of effective VLMs hinges on diverse, balanced datasets that are free from duplicates and contain relevant captions. This not only enriches the training process, but also ensures that the evaluations are reflective of real-world performances. Advanced data pruning methods, like using heuristics or pre-trained VLMs to rank and filter data, can also enhance the quality of these datasets. Ultimately, responsible VLM evaluation is not just about creating new benchmarks, but understanding their strengths and weaknesses. Evaluating visuolinguistic abilities, biases, and hallucinations comprehensively can guide researchers toward a more nuanced understanding of what these models can and cannot do. By continuously refining these benchmarks and aligning them with the challenges and advancements in VLM research, we can help push the frontier in a responsible and impactful manner. Moving on to one of the more intricate aspects of vision language models, VLMs, extending their capabilities from static images to dynamic video data. This transition is far from trivial and comes with a set of unique challenges, as well as intriguing strategies to address them. Firstly, videos inherently introduce the temporal dimension into the equation. Unlike static images, videos contain a sequence of frames, each potentially carrying different visual information over time. This continuity requires VLMs to not only understand individual frames, but also the context and actions that span across multiple frames. the increased computational demand for processing such continuous streams cannot be overlooked, as models must handle vast amounts of data while ensuring real-time performance. One promising strategy to manage this challenge is leveraging sparsity. Instead of processing every single frame, techniques such as frame sampling can be employed, where the model selectively focuses on keyframes, those that carry significant changes or actions. By doing so, the computational load is considerably reduced, allowing the model to maintain efficiency without losing the essence of the video content. Another challenge lies in creating suitable datasets that can train these models effectively. Much like the Densely Captioned Images (DCI) dataset, which allows for granular evaluations of scene understanding in static images, we need analogous datasets for video. This means developing datasets where videos are segmented into meaningful clips, with detailed captions describing not just the appearance, but also the actions and temporal relationships within the clips. Currently, there's a lack of such meticulously annotated video datasets, making it difficult to train and evaluate models on their ability to handle temporal data. To address this, synthetic datasets created using technologies like photorealistic Unreal Graphics, PUG, can play a pivotal role. These synthetic datasets can offer high levels of control and precision in the scenes, enabling granular ground truth labels. Videos generated in synthetic environments can simulate a wide range of scenarios, providing VLMs with comprehensive training data that includes varied spatial and temporal dynamics. As a result, these models are better equipped to understand complex actions and interactions within real-world videos. Evaluating VLMs on videos also necessitates robust benchmarks that extend beyond those used for images. Current benchmarks often fall short in assessing the model's capability to understand temporal relationships and long-range dependencies. We need new benchmarks specifically designed for video, considering factors such as frame-to-frame coherence, action recognition, and temporal causality. Incorporating negative examples, as discussed for static images, remains crucial. For instance, showing a sequence where a cup is handed over in one scene and then seen on a table in another can help ensure that the model truly understands the concept of actions leading to results rather than just recognizing static objects. Furthermore, combating biases and hallucinations in VLMs is an ongoing challenge that extends into the video realm. Videos may often reinforce stereotypical actions or settings, leading to models developing skewed perceptions. Strategies such as diversified datasets and counterfactual data augmentation, where we deliberately include scenarios that defy common stereotypes, are essential. These techniques help models form a more balanced and comprehensive understanding, crucial for fair and accurate video analysis. In summary, while extending VLMs to handle video data introduces significant challenges due to the complexity of temporal dynamics and the sheer volume of data, several strategies offer promising solutions. From strategic frame sampling to the use of synthetic datasets for rigorous training, and the development of novel benchmarks tailored for video, the field is steadily advancing. These efforts aim to create VLMs that are not only capable of understanding static scenes, but can also effectively interpret and analyze the rich, dynamic information embedded in videos. When developing effective vision language models, VLMs, one of the paramount aspects to consider is the training paradigm. Training paradigms essentially encompass the methods and frameworks used to teach these models how to integrate visual and textual data. A robust training paradigm not only dictates the model's performance, but also determines its applicability across various domains. The methodologies employed in training paradigms, such as contrastive learning, masking strategies, and the inclusion of generative components, create a scaffolding for how the model learns to navigate the intricate mappings between images and text. Contrastive learning, for instance, is a method where the model is trained to distinguish between aligned and non-aligned image-text pairs. This approach reinforces the model's ability to identify correct matches between images and their corresponding descriptions, aiding in the precise extraction of relevant information. Masking strategies, on the other hand, involve hiding portions of either the image or the text during training. By doing so, the model is nudged to predict the missing pieces, thereby enhancing its contextual understanding and inferential capabilities. Generative models take it a step further by encouraging the generation of new plausible image or text data based on the learned patterns, fostering creativity and depth in the VLM's outputs. However, the quality of the datasets that feed into these training paradigms is equally vital. Without quality data, even the most sophisticated algorithms can fall short. One notable advancement in this sphere is the introduction of the Densely Captioned Images DCI dataset. Unlike traditional datasets that pair whole images with single captions, the DCI dataset breaks down images into distinct segments, assigning detailed descriptions to each. This segmented approach allows models to grasp finer nuances within scenes, equipping them to perform more granular tasks like crop caption matching with greater accuracy. But real-world data comes with its own set of challenges, particularly the difficulty in sourcing images paired with negative captions. Negative captions, or those not representing the content of the image, are crucial for training models to distinguish inaccurate descriptions from accurate ones. This issue often introduces biases in model training. For example, if a dataset consistently shows coffee cups on tables, the model might infer that coffee cups can only exist in that context. Synthetic datasets, produced through tools like photorealistic Unreal Graphics, PUG, offer a remedy by generating images with controlled scenarios and providing granular ground truth labels. This not only allows for a more varied and balanced dataset, but also pushes the model to learn more generalized visual textual associations, improving its robustness in real-world applications. Beyond the dataset quality, the benchmarks used to evaluate these models also play a crucial role. Many existing benchmarks struggle with biases and ambiguities in their captions, thereby affecting the reliability of evaluations. To address this, there is a growing emphasis on curating benchmarks that evaluate a range of visuolinguistic abilities while accounting for biases and hallucinations. The inclusion of negative captions and bounding boxes within these benchmarks enhances the ability to assess the grounding and alignment of VLMs, providing a clearer picture of their effectiveness. Extending VLMs to video data introduces another layer of complexity. Videos add a temporal dimension that requires the model to understand not just static images, but sequences of events. This transition demands significantly higher computational resources and intricate mapping of temporal dimensions to text. Grasping these challenges and devising efficient methods to address them is crucial for the future trajectory of VLM research. Training data integrity is also scrutinized through data pruning methods. Techniques such as heuristics and ranking based on pre-trained VLMs ensure that the datasets remain diverse and balanced, removing any redundancies and keeping the training data aligned with the intended content. By curating high-quality datasets and employing responsible evaluation benchmarks, the field of VLMs can evolve towards more reliable and applicable models. In conclusion, navigating the training paradigms and ensuring dataset quality are indispensable steps in crafting effective vision language models. Addressing these aspects with precision and care will not only mitigate current challenges, but also pave the way for significant advancements in integrating vision and language. That's a wrap on today's episode of AI Uncharted. We ventured deep into the world of vision language models, uncovering both their remarkable advancements and the multifaceted challenges they face. We explored how the Densely Captioned Images dataset attempts to provide more granular information, which helps in better scene understanding for these models. Yet, the intricacies of real-world data paired with negative captions pose significant hurdles, often leading to model biases like the frequent association of a coffee cup with a table. To counter these biases, synthetic datasets introduce a level of control that's hard to achieve with real-world data, allowing for more precise evaluations of spatial relationships and object recognition. We also discuss the critical need for robust benchmarks, which play a pivotal role in evaluating these models, including important aspects like visio-linguistic abilities, biases, and hallucinations. The shift to video presents another layer of complexity, adding temporal dimensions that demand greater computational resources and sophisticated mapping techniques. As this field evolves, understanding training paradigms and the various methods to bridge vision and language, contrastive methods, masking strategies, generative components, remains essential. Lastly, the importance of high-quality training data can't be overstated. Diverse, balanced datasets and effective data pruning methods are key to enhancing VLM performance. And, as emphasized, responsible evaluation practices are necessary for advancing this exciting field. Thank you for joining us on this insightful journey into vision language models. Until next time, continue exploring the uncharted terrains of AI with us. Stay curious and stay informed.